Now we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number two, with some of our guests in studio from Fort Riley. We're going to be talking about the Big Red One Year of Family Dimensions of Strength. We have two guests in studio here, Major Evan Preparis. Good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Major Chris Weinrich is here as well. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Thank you.
Yeah, pleasure to have you both here. 1st Infantry Division's launched the Big Red One Year of Family to recognize the contributions of and celebrate military families while working to make them stronger. And both Major Preparis and Major Weinrich are going to be talking about different dimensions here, the physical dimension of strength and the spiritual dimension of strength. So I'll start with you, Major Preparis. We've talked with leaders from the 1st Infantry Division recently about the Year of Family and understand there are multiple dimensions that make up this program. Tell us more about the physical dimension.
Yeah, so the physical dimension is what I'm in charge of. My background in the military is in special forces, and physical fitness is a big part of assessment and selection and, you know, getting through that program. And then on my personal side, I'm a National Strength and Conditioning Association certified personal trainer, and I'm a professional obstacle course racer. So I really enjoy physical fitness. And one of the great things about physical fitness, right, is if it helps you build resiliency, because if you can go out on a course or a go through training and you encounter problems, as you overcome them, you can take that same mindset of overcoming problems and apply it to your personal life and use that to overcome daily situations you run into.
All right. And Major Weinrich, your dimension is the spiritual dimension of strength. What does that concentrate on?
So the spiritual dimension of strength concentrates on a soldier's or a family member or child's individual thoughts or belief structures that they have. It gives them hope. It gives them perseverance, resiliency, readiness. It also can incorporate maybe a childhood or a current religious or a denominational belief. We think of maybe like Christianity or Judaism or Islam. But it also, it could just be what gives that person a sense of hope and peace. I know for me, I love the beautiful Kansas sunsets. Look out west and it's just beautiful. It's majestic. And that gives me a sense of purpose that I accomplished something, I was able to help out the soldiers and families, and it really helps my family and me.
All right. And you walk back just a little bit here. The Year of Family kind of aligns with Operation Victory Wellness, which we've talked about here in the past. But for those that don't know, maybe one of y'all could just kind of explain that initiative a little bit.
Well, Operation Victory Wellness is an incredible campaign. I've served in the military for over 15 years, and this is a campaign I have wanted to see, my family's wanted to see. It allows a soldier, family member, child to have those five pillars of strength to build in to make them a stronger soldier, a stronger family, a stronger individual, and to give them that ability to be ready for the challenges that they will face.
All right. And there's a number of challenges, obviously, that families can face. Major Preparis, he alluded to, this is not just for soldiers, it's for the whole family, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when we say family, we don't just mean the immediate family, right? It's however you define family as a group, right? So it's for single soldiers, it's for, your brothers in combat and in arms. Now, that's what we refer to a lot of our, peers and our coworkers. And then it's for maybe even for extended family, right? So if your mother-in-law or your parents live with you, right, they're part of your family, they're part of our community, they're local, we'd love to get them out involved in a lot of these programs we have going on in the five pillars.
Okay. Now, Major Weinrich, if I was a soldier with a family or even a single soldier, how could I get involved more in the spiritual strength aspect of the Year of Family?
Well, definitely look at your own self and say, what challenges me to have hope? What gives me a sense of identity for my own spiritual strength? It's an individually driven pillar of strength, but it also applies it to the corporate, to the unit, to the platoon level or the company level or the battalion or higher. It helps the soldier to see how he or she can move in the mission and be more ready, and also just to have a sense of purpose, maybe from their childhood or maybe now as a soldier. What do they want to do later on in life? Maybe with a marriage or with kids. Many times we have lots of young soldiers and they aren't thinking about the future. And this pillar and all the pillars really will give them that ability to see, hey, I can have the great family that I want to. I can have the great Army career, or I can do what I want to in the military and look back at it and say, it started right here at Fort Riley. It started right here during this year of the family and Operation Victory Wellness.
And do you have any events or activities planned for this year for the Spiritual Dimension of Strength? And if so, how do they benefit First ID and Fort Riley soldiers and their families?
Yes. Well, one of the great ones that we have right now is on Thursday nights at Victory Chapel. We have a self-reliant training that helps soldiers and family members to be more reliant. It gives them the ability to work together with a group of people to see, hey, this is what works for me. This doesn't work for me. This is how I can make it stronger. On March 22nd, we have the American Red Cross coming in for a blood drive. As we all know, giving blood gives a sense of purpose. I know I gave blood back in December, and the Red Cross gave me a message that, hey, it went down to a hospital in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And that really gave me, like, wow, that's a sense of purpose. Like, that gives me hope that that's going somewhere to a real person. I know where it is. And then we have a bunch of other events, the National Day of Prayer coming up on May 5th. These are all great events for our soldiers and family members to get involved with.
Mm-hmm. You really get that nice familial aspect to that. I imagine for the kids, this is especially a good timing for anyone that's got children, especially if they're kind of up and coming.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Kids are a credible part of our military community. They make up so much laughter and so much joy with our community on post and off post here in Manhattan, in Junction City, and the surrounding communities. Those kids can get involved, not just going to school, but get involved in these programs, build community, make friends, have the good memories that when they are older, they can look back and say, I really loved Fort Riley. I love the area. I love Manhattan. I love Junction City. I love all the great people here.
Again, we're speaking with Major Weinrich and Major Preparis here, talking about the Big Red 1 year of family, dimensions of strength, and that's both physical and spiritual. Back to the physical side of things, Major Preparis, what events do you have planned to support soldiers and their families, and what can they expect from these events?
Oh, there's a lot of great stuff coming up. So currently going on, we have the Obstacle Course Racing and Ninja Club. So Robinson Gym on post has this big rig, kind of like you see on Ninja Warrior. And every Monday at noon, I host some techniques and a workout. And then occasionally, we also do Friday classes for that too. So if you want to link up with that, we have a Facebook group you can join. It kind of keeps you updated. We've got a Fit Family Club starting on March 2nd. And that's going to be led by one of our trainers on post. And just kind of get out there, get moving. It's going to be in the community in one of the towns on base. And then March 12th, we have a spouse self-defense seminar. So we've got one of the local instructors from Junction City coming in who's, he's got black belts in all sorts of martial arts, Jeet Kune Do, Kali. He's working on Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, black belt in Hapkido, Taekwondo. He's going to be coming in to teach a spouse self-defense seminar. And then looking forward, there's a lot of great opportunities we have. We're going to have some guest speakers come in on the fitness side. So one of them is an all-Army marathon runner. So he's fast enough to qualify for the Olympic trials. So he's going to come in, do like a workout, and then it'll be on the track so anyone can join in. You can walk around the inside. You don't have to be Olympic level to keep up with him. And then he's going to do like a Q&A session. And then we've got the Army CrossFit team we're hoping to get here. We've got I mentioned my background's in obstacle course racing. So a former First ID soldier, Mark Odette, won the 24-hour world championship this year. So we're going to bring him back and have him do, again, a seminar and then a Q&A session. And then hoping to do the same thing with some connections I have through Ninja Warrior, right? So we have, there's a bunch of athletes who've competed in American Ninja Warrior that live in Kansas City. They're local. And we're going to have them come down and, go over some techniques, do a Q&A, you get a little workout, you can get some pictures with them. It's going to be a really great opportunity. And then again, all ages are welcome, that are physically able to move around, right? So, very beginner friendly. You should come out and check it out because you're going to have a great time.
So how do you have these connections with the American Ninja Warrior people? I just have to ask.
So I was actually on last season, and I got picked to be on this season, which hasn't filmed yet. Don't bother looking me up from last season. It did not go well. But, embarrassment is the cost of entry sometimes. And in order to be a graceful master, you got to be an awkward beginner sometimes.
Well, that's great. And what a nice connection to have here. And probably not too intimidating for folks if they come out there. They shouldn't feel intimidated.
No. You know, we all have to start someplace. And the number of times I've failed at things is too numerous to count, right? Like, you need to fail a whole bunch if you want to get to that higher level. So no shame, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, how can soldiers and families find out more information about these events and also take part of them?
So, you know, you can find out through your chain of command, and then I would also recommend following 1st Infantry Division on social media, right? So Facebook, Instagram, whatever social media platforms you use, 1st ID is typically on there, and they'll be posting updates. And then, like I said, for my obstacle course race group, we have like a private Facebook group that you can join and keep you updated on the latest stuff.
All right. I'll go back here to Major Weinrich in a moment, but I understand we have a phone call. So let me go to the phone lines real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning, Major. I want to give you three items that I know you don't know about because it happened several years ago because the people there at the station know me and I'm old. Number one, I sold gas at a gas station here, and I was there when the military, they used to pay in cash, and they paid the military people in cash, and the boss of the station said, when military people come in, be sure, and if they give you a $20 bill, wad it up because it'll be stuck together. It happened many times. Next thing was Manhattan and Junction City, they didn't think they were getting much revenue from Fort Riley. So Fort Riley paid them in $2 bills, and Manhattan was flooded with $2 bills. They found out exactly how much money was coming into Manhattan. And the third thing is, you touched on a minute ago, you want people to like Fort Riley. When I started there at 13 years old, and I hear those military gentlemen say, I hate this Fort Riley. I don't like this Manhattan. I want out of here. And I'd see them 20 years later in the grocery store, and I'd say, hey, Jim, I thought you didn't like Fort Riley. What's going on? He said, well, we traveled all over the world. And he said, Manhattan has a hook, and we're back. We retired here. I said, well, welcome to Manhattan. And I hope you retire here because you sound like you're one of the good people. And that's what we need, a lot of good people in this area, because we got a lot of bad people in our jail. Thank you very kindly for what you do. And God loves you, and so does...
Oh, all right. Thank you, Paul. Paul's one of our regular callers there. So he just wanted to come in and share those details with you guys.
Appreciate it, Paul.
Well, Paul, thank you for calling in. My family and I, we were stationed here 2016, 17, 18, and we love this area. We love Fort Riley. We love the history that's here. We love Manhattan and Junction City. My family and I, we have a little girl, Emily, who's 8 years old, cutest little girl ever. She loves going to the K-State women's basketball games. We went last Saturday, just had a blast. We love it here. We don't want to move. Is a great place to live.
All right. Well, getting back to our topic here, Major Weinrich, what specifically would you like soldiers and their families to know about the spiritual strength dimension of your family?
Yeah, for the spiritual dimension of strength for every soldier and family, it's for you. You can do this. No matter how much you think you might be spiritual or have thought about this before or maybe gone to like a church or a community group, you can provide your own spiritual strength for yourself. What gives you hope as a soldier? Like, why did you join? How can you continue to build that as a soldier in your relationships with your family, with your kids? How do you see hope and identity and the belief structures with your fellow soldiers in your company, in your battalion? What gives them that sense of hope? Every soldier and family member can have his or her own spiritual strength. It's not just, hey, we're going to tell you what it is. You can come up with it, and it'll give you hope and peace.
And finally, are there any agencies on Fort Riley assisting you with spiritual strength aspect? And if so, how?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we have so many great organizations and agencies on Fort Riley and off of Fort Riley. We have the ACS. We have MWR. We have all these groups, USO. They are all helping on post with events. I know next week, to plug for another pillar of strength, ACS, they have their Resiliency Symposium that takes place on 14, 15 February. Great opportunity for spouses to grow in all five pillars of strength. Off post, we have the American Red Cross that will help out. And then towards the end of the year, we have one of my favorite programs called Operation Santa Claus. It's a great way for the community to financially support the kids on and off Fort Riley by giving them toys during the Christmas time. I can't have a better moment in life seeing a little kid smile during Christmas time. I mean, it's just great. What a wonderful program.
Absolutely. We love that program here. We love promoting it. And then lastly here for Major Preparis, the physical strength dimension, why is it so important to the 1st Infantry Division in Fort Riley, and what can soldiers and their families expect to gain from participating?
You know, physical strength, obviously, very applicable to our jobs, right? In order to be able to do our jobs, we need to be physically strong so we can have the endurance and strength to persist and practice our missions and then actually deploy and do the missions downrange. Additionally, right, obviously, when you get physically stronger, typically you have a reduction in health problems, right? So that helps reduce some of your other issues you're going to have. And then, like I mentioned in the beginning, the mental resilience you build from working out and from overcoming obstacles and, lifting a weight that you didn't think was physically possible, a couple months ago really has profound impacts on your life, and it as you go through your daily life, when you encounter problems, it just doesn't seem as big of a deal because you've worked through harder problems. My background's in endurance, as an endurance athlete, right? So I've done races up to 100 miles, and when you're 70 miles in and you're starting to have problems, it really puts things in perspective. So when you drive to work and you spill your coffee, you're like, meh, not a big deal. It's just kind of push it aside. Now, if your family's participating, you can expect one to get a little bit physically fitter. Two, you're gonna learn a lot. So you're gonna learn techniques. You're gonna learn proper form, stuff like that. And then three, like we've been talking about through this whole program, is resiliency, right? You're just gonna build that resiliency by participating in this, and you're gonna have a great time. So I really encourage people to come out. They're gonna love it.
And if people want more information on the Big Red One Year of Family Dimensions of Strength, and where can they find that? I'm sure there's some place online.
Yes, yeah, 1ID, 1st Infantry Division on Facebook. One of my favorites on Twitter. It's an incredible account. And talk with your fellow soldiers, chain of command, family readiness groups that are in the units. Everybody's involved in this incredible campaign. This is our time. Let's make it happen.
All right. Well, this has been very enlightening. Appreciate you guys coming out here to the studio and talking with us this morning. Major Chris Weinrich, Major Evan Preparis, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.